Now, an Iranian military official says Tehran cannot enter into any kind of cooperation with the U.S. in its so-called campaign against the ISIL in Iraq. The deputy chief of staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Brigadier General Massoud Jazayeri, says the U.S. claims to be countering the ISIL terrorists in Iraq, while evidence shows the American intelligence services themselves are responsible for creating the terrorist group. General Jazayeri added that Tehran believes the Iraqi army, along with volunteer forces, is capable of clearing the country from the ISIL insurgency. The official also said Tehran deems the U.S. the principal sponsor of terrorism in the region and doubts its sincerity in the fight against the ISIL. Earlier, we were joined by Tehran University professor Fouad Izzadi, and he told us that Iran sees the turmoil in the Middle East as a result of the U.S. policies in the region, and therefore it is logical for Tehran to refrain from any sort of cooperation with the so-called anti-ISIL coalition.
The difficulties between Iran and the United States are quite deep. The negotiations on the nuclear issue is just one of the difficulties that they have. And overall, I think what will happen is that Iran will try to pursue its national interests. And part of Iran's national interest is to make sure that the United States is not in the Middle East. The view of the people in this part of the world is quite negative toward the U.S. On the other hand, the majority of Iraqis, a good segment of Syrians, and based on public opinion poll throughout the Muslim world and the Arab world, the view about Iran is positive. Iran's soft power is much more than the United States. U.S., by trying to sort of come with some sort of cooperation with Iran, is trying to basically benefit from Iran's reputation, good reputation in this part of the world. U.S. needs that. One reason U.S. policies in the Middle East are not working is because nobody really likes the United States government. Nobody likes their policies. We had no terrorism problem in Iraq before the invasion of Iraq by the United States.